We have no representation in northern rural California that's effective in the state. In a sense, the three major urban areas dictate politics for the entire state. Our children are leaving, our economy is crashing, we're taxed, every breath we take is regulated, and we feel that a free state will cure that.
In Northern California, far away from the hustle and bustle of San Francisco, there are a handful of counties that are attempting to accomplish the seemingly impossible, create a new state. The proposed new state is called the State of Jefferson.
The State of Jefferson will create a geopolitical area that represents all the people of northern rural California, and we will be able to use the 10th Amendment to stop federal intervention in negative ways into our life.
There would be less tax and certainly less regulation and less impact of the agency and having more states' rights.
We can't afford to run a California-style bureaucracy, that's true. But as a small rural state, we don't want to. We want a part-time legislature. We don't need 570 plus state agencies. We don't need to regulate the air people breathe. I mean, look at this place. We don't need a lot of the things that California has.
This is hardly a new idea. The people in this area have been calling for independence for quite some time.
During the 30s, there was a cry for separation, and they began to gather. And of course, the 2030 Club from Yreka took it up, and in 1941, in early November, they began to petition for changes, and that's when you see the famous footage from stopping traffic on Old 99 and calling for a proclamation of independence, and they had their cries of the roads aren't passable, not even jackassable, and you know, we have resources, nobody wants us to use them, we couldn't even get in and out. They felt that both Salem and Sacramento were ignoring this region. And so they ran a gubernatorial race, and Childs was elected. They stood on the steps of the Yreka courthouse, and the newsreels came, all the news companies came up, and they had a huge parade. But this was on December 4th, and of course, December 7th hit, and Pearl Harbor, and everything was basically tabled.
1941 was really different. They were mad because the state wouldn't build a road to a copper mine. You know, this is so much bigger than that. We already have 350,000 people that want liberty. We get calls from more counties every day. We're practicing inclusion. This isn't exclusively some right-wing movement. We have Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, Independents. We have everyone that wants to see a better life for themselves and their children and is willing to fight for that liberty. This has been done, depends upon who you read, but between 50 and 100 times since 1850. And a lot of people say that's evidence that it can't be done. I don't think so. I think that's evidence that people are so desperate and so angry that they keep saying to their legislature over and over again that it must be done.
The idea of separation from California has become so popular around Yreka that there is a completely separate group who is trying their own strategy for separation. This group is working towards becoming a republic.
The republic is different from the statehood process in that the people decide. We vote. Now, the reason we chose the republic over the statehood is because we found that we would still, as a state, be under the same monetary system and the same regulations that exist today. We would not be able to get out from under that. So we chose the republic form, which gives us a true representative form of government.
Even though their opinions differ, their grievances are very similar.
We used to be known as a tough people. We used to be known as people that could accomplish anything. I believe we're still those people. I believe that this can be done. And not only that, I believe that our survival depends upon it in rural California.
We want to maintain a certain ability to pursue our own lifestyles.
It's a question of, can we get away from California before the debt ship sinks with all hands on board? California has approximately $1.1 trillion in debt, including unfunded liabilities. We have three representatives, where Los Angeles alone has 35. We're taxed, but we have no say over how those taxes are spent. We have no representatives at the state level. Our voice is irrelevant, our vote is irrelevant, and that makes now the time.
On June 3rd, voters in Tehama County voted to send the plan to break away from California to their Board of Supervisors, joining four counties that have already made the decision to split. And while they've met with little opposition thus far, that might very well change the closer they get to achieving their goal of creating their own state.